BBC News with Chris Barrow. The Russian President Vladimir Putin says that Bolivia is on the brink of chaos after President Evo Morales resigned following weeks of protests over allegations of election rigging. Mr. Putin said he hoped that whoever came to power in Bolivia would continue to cooperate with Moscow. Investigators examining the downing of a passenger plane over Ukraine 5 years ago say intercepted phone calls indicate close links between top Russian officials and the pro-Moscow rebels accused of firing at the aircraft. Nearly 300 people on the Malaysia Airlines flight were killed. The US Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi has said yesterday's public hearing in the impeachment inquiry against President Trump provided evidence of bribery. Ms. Pelosi said it corroborated evidence that Mr. Trump had threatened to withhold military aid from Ukraine for his political advantage. Mr. Trump denies this. There's been another shooting incident at a school in California in which two students have been killed and several seriously injured. Los Angeles police said a student opened fire on the campus in Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles, before using his last bullet on himself. It's his 16th birthday. The deadline has passed in Britain for the nomination of candidates for next month's general election. The Brexit Party is not standing in seats which were won by the governing Conservatives. Some opposition parties wanted Britain to remain within the EU have been discussing electoral deals. Italy's cabinet has declared a state of emergency in Venice following serious tidal flooding in the city. The country's prime minister, Giuseppe Conte, said $22 million had been allocated as the first emergency funds to help the city, its citizens and businesses. And Pope Francis has urged tech giants to do more to prevent children from accessing harmful content online. Speaking at a Vatican conference, the Pope said the painful and tragic experience of abuse in the Catholic Church gave it a duty to tackle the issue. BBC News.